More than 300 people died from opioid overdoses in King County last year. That set a record. There's a medication that can help addicts and save lives, but not many doctors prescribe it. Anna Boyko-Wyrock reports.
The medication is buprenorphine, also known by the brand name Suboxone. Linda Hargrove takes the white tablets daily, dissolving them in her mouth. She's used to the taste.
Chalky, not real bitter, but you want to have something.
She sips juice through a straw
to keep it washed down with.
Hargrove is married, has four grandkids, and goes to church every Sunday. 12 years ago, she had major surgery.
I was in the hospital maybe 3 weeks, and then I came home. But in that time, I was on pain medication, and I grew dependent.
For over 2 years, she got pills like oxycodone from a friend or by going doctor to doctor. Without them, she felt sick.
Just icky, sweaty, I felt crampy, irritable, not wanting to be bothered.
Now Hargrove is in treatment.
Good to see you. Feels like a long time, right?
And has been in recovery for 8 years.
And how's it going with the Suboxone?
This day, Hargrove sees her doctor, Grant Skull, at Kaiser Permanente on Capitol Hill. He's one of the few in the area who treat addiction with Suboxone. Dr. Skull explains that it works in the body's pain receptors.
When someone takes an opioid, heroin, oxycodone are examples, they have to go to a little attachment on the cell surface in order for them to be active in our bodies. It's the place where the molecule plugs in to have its effect.
Suboxone plugs in too. It keeps other opioids like pain pills and heroin out of the way. So it satisfies the body, keeps a person from feeling sick, getting high, or overdosing. Dr. Skull says patients can focus on normal life again.
So they are then able to take a medicine once a day that they know will protect them from overdose, will protect them from withdrawal, and allow them to engage in their normal activities. And I think that's the transformative element of Suboxone.
More and more clinics, including providers like Swedish and NeighborCare Health, are making the medication available. Still, the uptake is slow. Physicians have to have special training and licenses. Also, Dr. Skull says some family doctors are reluctant to treat addicted people. Opioid-dependent patients do things when they're seeking more pain pills that disrupt the clinic.
Early refill requests, lots of phone calls to the clinic, disruptive behavior in the waiting room or in their calls to nurses. And so these experiences are hard on a clinic and the clinic staff.
Dr. Katie Skousen is also at Kaiser Permanente. She says patients on Suboxone are different. They want to get better and often ask for the medication by name.
They come saying, I know I want this because I've been in this cycle that I want to get out of, I want to feel free from, and I know Suboxone can do it for me. So in that sense, patients are really invested.
Dr. Skousen is a medical resident. She's part of a vanguard of new doctors incorporating it into their practices. Prescribing too many opiates in the first place is one of the causes of the current crisis. Dr. Skousen says she hopes to help turn it around.
I think a lot about our legacy as doctors, that it's within our ability to help rectify that issue that we, in some part, helped create. And I love that Suboxone is a tool to help us do that.
But primary care doctors alone won't be able to stop the crisis.
You should do everything you can to get everybody who needs that medication on it every single day that they want it.
That's University of Washington researcher Caleb Banta Green. He says to really put a dent in opioid overdose deaths, Suboxone should be easier to get than heroin.
And that means really reaching out to syringe exchanges, to emergency departments, to homeless encampments, where people actually are, and offering them services either there or the ability to take them to services.
Patients should be able to get the treatment without navigating a confusing healthcare system. But one such pilot program in downtown Seattle filled up in 3 months. There's a waiting list now, 100 people long. For KUOW, I'm Anna Boyko-Wyrock on Capitol Hill.